This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJ Radio. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. I hope you celebrated with family and friends. You remembered your veterans, or I hope you remembered your first responders. I hope you remember everybody who's important in your life and the people who you may not even know who make this possible for you, who make everything that we do possible. So I hope it was fruitful. Mine was. I talked earlier in the broadcast about spending time with family and friends and doing the same thing I do every Memorial Day weekend, at least for the last 11 years, which is go to the Indy 500, and lots of observations there. And we were just beginning to cover some other issues, so if you did miss a vibrant hour, I'm not going to lie to you, but you don't have to. You can go back to kjradio.com and listen to it. But we were talking about the spirit of Americana that comes in a big event like the Indy 500. And I wrapped that into what was going on with my family. You know, my uncle dying, and his funeral was on that Friday, race weekend. And seeing family over the weekend and just that fellowship. And remembering what it was all about. Remembering why we do what we do. Why we get up in the morning and fight the good fight. I will tell you, I told you, like I said earlier in the broadcast, that this party that we go to every year, the Indy 500, 150, 200 people. It's a mixture of folks. I don't know whether it's 50% liberal, 50% conservative. Don't know. It's the Midwest. You'd think it would be mostly conservative. But you got all these academics that appear at this party because this is a guy that owned his own company. He's a fairly wealthy guy. And they got all these academics. And then you got ordinary people that are out there slugging away, working for a living. And what's funny, it's the youngsters. It's these 40 and under people, 30 to 40, who are the most surprisingly leftist. It shows me the indoctrination that they get. And they don't know how to handle me. They don't. I'm an anachronism and I'm a throwback to the, you know, like the 1950s black dude. They just don't get it. You know, the guy that says, no matter what happens with the government, or you're not going to get to me. You know, but and I'm militantly conservative. You know, it was they I keep saying, you know, as if you do know. One of the things that they would like, so, you know, hey, oh, Mr. Trump. And I'm like, yeah, Trump won, yeah. I'm yelling it. I'm having fun with it. And I know their wives and girlfriends are like, who is this guy? I wanted them to understand that every stereotype you think you have, you don't know. So anyway, we're having these conversations around politics, and I was talking about it in the first part of the broadcast, and I was going into Tillerson not celebrating Ramadan. Didn't come up during the meeting, but I would have loved to have discussed this. Tillerson saying, enough is enough. And the attack on Christianity versus the catering to Islam. I would love to have that discussion with any of them that had any guts. Now, in their defense, they talked openly about politics. And every time they did, I would just walk by them and go, Trump won! Yeah! Donald Trump! I mean, y'all think I'm kidding, but I was. I wish I'd had my Trump shirt, Trump hat, Trump... And one guy goes, where's your bumper sticker? Because, you know, I got a car. It was in my car. Where's your bumper sticker? I'm like, unfortunately, there's too many leftists that live in my area, and they would destroy my car if I put a bumper sticker on it. Where's yours? I go, where's your loser's bumper sticker? You got that on your car. You know, and we talk about these issues, and the whole every time they brought it up, you're in a city where Trump saved jobs. You're in pretty much any city you go to, Trump saved jobs. Hey, by the way, what's that unemployment number? You got any money in the stock market? Do you? Yeah, how do you feel about foreign policy? I mean, just on and on. Y'all want to pick a fight? Boom, let's get at it, baby. They were just like, okay, you did. And it was funny to watch them because you could tell that they knew they lost, and it was for good reason. their candidate sucked. They knew it. We all knew it. And I was like, what was Hillary Clinton going to do? She probably would have been passed out in the Oval Office by now with the defibrillator needed. I'm giving them full barrels. Bring it. Bring your argument. Donald Trump is a rock star. Well, one of them had the nerve to tell me, Donald Trump, he foments racism. And I went, how does he do that? Oh, he doesn't want the Mexicans here. I said, Donald Trump has never in his life complained about an American of Mexican descent. Not once. Employs them left and right. He's employed women. You probably, oh, you just created a divide. I said, he talked about Mexicans coming over to this country illegally who are bringing drugs and human trafficking and bringing violence with them. Every one of the things that he talks about is a topic of discussion right now in the media because it happens to be true. And I said, now, let's talk about fomenting racism. Same lady. I said, has Barack Obama fomented racism? How safe do you feel walking amongst blacks? How safe do you feel? I dare you. Go across the 38th Street. Start getting down 37, 36. By the time you get to 34th, you're clutching your purse. You're on your cell phone asking for a police escort. Don't talk to me about what you think Donald Trump has done in comparison to that racist Barack Obama and in a completely racist, pandering, patronizing administration. And the very same liberals that have watched the black side of town continue to devolve into poverty and despair watches these other houses gain in market value year after year, the ones they live in, and they say and do nothing. Shut up with your sanctimonious nonsense. I don't want to hear it. So I was blasting them. And I was proudly Trump. And what was funny is they couldn't get indignant. There was an opportunity for them to be all indignant. You know, if you talk about Obama, they get indignant because they're ignorant. They couldn't get indignant about Trump because they're not ignorant about what he's doing. They see him doing what he's doing. They watch what happened with Carrier. They're watching all these other jobs being created. They're watching his foreign policy. They're watching other aspects of his domestic policy that are being impacted positively. And they couldn't muster up the animo, the energy, to say, I want to fight you on that point. Because they know they would lose, and they know they couldn't even in their own heart of hearts wage that argument. Yeah. I hope you did the same thing wherever you were. Hope you defeated these suckers, these leeches that allow other leeches to take our tax-paying dollars. So, as I was talking about Ramadan, the idea of Christianity, here we got the Indy 500, one of the most patriotic events in the country. And Rex Tillerson says, I'm not honoring Ramadan. Not with this State Department. It's not going to happen. Madeleine Albright started that mess, and it ended with Rex Tillerson. When we come back, I want to finish something I started with that conversation.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. My book is called Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. It will come autographed if you order it from me at racepimping.com. And I hope you will. I hope you spread the word, get some other friends to look into it, order it for them. Surely there's birthdays and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and whatever else where they could use a good book on race pimping. It's a topic that you can never learn too much about. True. Y'all think I'm kidding, but I'm not. My first book, by the way, if you want to get it on Kindle, we're not reprinting it, but if you want to get it on Kindle or whatever electronic media, is one of the best books you'll ever read when it comes to understanding how we have allowed this country to get to where it's gotten by tricking kids, black kids in particular, but kids in general, and how you build a warrior to keep them from that from happening. You may not be able to do it with your kids, but your grandkids, if they're 5, 6 years old, you want the parents to read that book and understand how not to let their kids succumb. your great-grandkids, your grandkids, that kind of thing. That's who you want to get this book into the parents' hands. So they read. They may dispute it at first, but get that book in their home, you know, electronically or otherwise, so their kids will eventually read it, and they will get the mindset of a warrior. Anyway, I was talking about Ramadan not being celebrated by the State Department. And for the record, we got lots of stuff. I want to talk about the new rules for airlines. I want to talk about the fact that America has a real president and what that means to us. I want to talk about Hillary Clinton's cough attack. That's pretty funny. And a host of other things that I think are going to be interesting topics for us today. But I want to go back to something that we touched on, which is Christianity being under attack. And I mentioned McCollum, and I mentioned Engel versus Vitale, and some others. So I want to tell you what they were. McCollum, 1948, declared religious instruction in public schools unconstitutional. Now, I want you to think about all the schools. If you pick up whether you get your news electronically or paper, you know what you're going to read about? They're teaching the customs and traditions of Islam in schools. They're teaching kids about prayer rugs and all the different Muslim holidays and things like this. When they rule that you aren't going to give religious instruction in schools, it means I don't want to hear the words Ramadan, I don't want to hear Islam any more than if you don't want to hear about Jesus, you don't want to hear about Christmas. I want it all out. And everywhere they violate this, we need to take it to the Supreme Court, sue the school, sue everybody involved. I'm talking about professionally and personally. If we have to make leftists live up to the nonsense that they preach, pardon the pun. But that's what we don't do. I don't want to just go after the school. That's going after us. I want to go after the person themselves. I want to say, we're going to sue the school, but we're suing you personally. Principal, superintendent, school board, any of you suckers that allow these things to happen, you're going to be in the line of fire. And that's how you beat them. If they want to take Christ out of the schools, you're taking everything out. Because you're not going to be able to try to convince me that Islam is acceptable and they have hijab day where the girls wear the garb of Muslims. No, you cannot wear that. Unless you're going to offer bikini day, you're not offering hijab day. Which, for the record, all of it's leftism. I no more want a bikini day than I want a hijab day. How about we just make them all wear school uniforms? How about that? The next one. Engel versus Vitale, that was 1962, declared prayer composition by public school districts unconstitutional. Prayer composition, they can't compose a prayer. You can't say, we want to pray that everybody has good studies today, that, you know, you are all healthy and happy, and, you know, we're here to learn and empty your cup and free your mind and with the things that your God wants you to have. That is so non-Godish. You know what I'm saying? If you say we want all the kids to feel free to explore, to talk, to feel that this is an open environment, and we pray that they will take this learning, this teaching that we're going to give them today. If you say that, what's that got to do with anybody? Oh, wait a minute. That offends the atheist. There you go. So, by not saying anything, have I not offended everybody who believes in some form of religion? Isn't that discrimination? See? Make them eat it. Sue them. You cannot not pray. You can tell atheists, okay, atheists, we just had a moment of no prayer, so now we're about to have a moment of prayer to even things out. Let's force them to do that. I think that's a legitimate thing. Abington School District versus Shemp, 1963, declared Bible reading over school intercoms unconstitutional. You can bet if they had the Quran and they read scriptures of the Quran, they would call it educational, and not a single leftist would say a word. Just telling you. I know we would. I know conservatives would. I would be like, don't you be reading that nonsense over the speaker to my kid. No, sir. There was one called Stone versus Graham, declared posting the Ten Commandments in public schools unconstitutional. So you can say things like this. Hey, be a good neighbor to your little, to your schoolmate, to your classmate, but you can't say, well, the Bible says, you know, treat people the way they want to be treated or whatever, or, you know, don't covet thy neighbor and be forth and blah, blah, blah. You know, if you, minute you put something on it like that, then it's no good. But you can say, hey, listen, you better be a good citizen. Hey, here's something else. Don't lie. You shouldn't lie. But if you go, thou shalt not lie, that was a commandment by God. Oh, but you can say, don't lie. Hey, here's a secular version of the commandment. Don't lie, okay? Tell the truth. Be a good citizen. Yeah, so you can't have the Ten Commandments. Unconstitutional. Because it might make people do crazy stuff like act right to not misbehave. You can't have that. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. I mean, what? Allegheny County versus the ACLU declared nativity scenes displayed inside of government buildings unconstitutional. Nativity scenes. Lee versus Wiseman declared prayer at public school graduations unconstitutional. According to every Supreme Court ruling, these State Department dinners mix mosque with state and, therefore, are unconstitutional. Why are we allowing it? If I can't have a nativity scene in something, if Barack Obama won't even call it the... It used to be, I forget what it was called, before it was called the prayer breakfast, but all these things were Judeo-Christian based. And suddenly these guys come in and they got to take all the Judeo-Christianity off of it, try to legitimize all these other so-called religions, and particularly Islam, and we're all supposed to be happy and singing Kumbaya. I'm glad Rex Tillerson had the guts to stand up to this nonsense and say, you know what? I don't care what you think. We're not hosting Ramadan. It's not a, it may be a leftist tradition, but it's not ours. And you know what? Just like with marriage, your tradition was made to be broken, leftist. See, that's, again, get after them. Don't let them believe that they dictate what we do, what we don't do. That's what Tillerson did. And I dare him to fight him, because I want to see the outcome of this one.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season heavy-duty quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The Russians, and more Russians. That's what we've been talking about. That's what we've been led to believe will sink Donald Trump. Impeach 45. Donald Trump will not make it. Blah, blah, blah. And Trump's like, whatever. Business as usual. There has never been a more confident guy about what's about to happen over the next 4 years, 8 years, God willing, because Trump will have no problem getting reelected in 2020. 2018, you will show up to the polls in record numbers, and you're going to crush the left yet again. Y'all are starting to believe me, because I've predicted Donald Trump would be president, but let me tell you something. Everything that the left is doing is desperation. The problem is, it's desperate moves. It can't work. They cannot. It will not work. You should be happy that they are in this mode. I know that sounds weird, but you should be happy. During a third presidential debate, Hillary Clinton accused Donald Trump of being Vladimir Putin's puppet. The media ran with it. You want to know why? Because they were part of it. No surprise there. After what WikiLeaks told you, after the way you've witnessed the media behave, you know that's not it. When you read or hear that Hillary Clinton was in cahoots with the media, it was like, well, okay, whatever. Yeah. Easy to believe. I know it's hard for us to believe in our rational minds that the media would actually pick a side in the election and not just let you pick. I was arguing with some leftists over the weekend. I said, tell me something Donald Trump did that's a lie that you have absolute proof of. Name me one thing. And immediately she says, grabbing women. I said, there's no proof that Donald Trump grabbed women. What he said was, women will allow you to grab them by the pom-pom. And I said, now let me ask you this. Was he lying? Do you think that Donald Trump, there are women that would let them do anything they want to him because they want to say, I was with Trump? You think Bon Jovi might say the same thing? You think Brad Pitt might say the same thing? You think some ugly butt, ugly billionaire could not tell you the same thing? And she couldn't say a word. I said, because you know it's true. And I said, and the worst thing, she says, well, he's so crass or whatever. And I said, really? Name me a guy you've known. Name me one that you go, I'm not talking about I met the Pope. I'm telling you, name me a guy you hang around, including your husband,
who's never said something like that. Has he? I know her husband. Of course he had. And I said, and you know what's worse? You have to, and so have your girlfriends. So if you want to call him crass or crude, so are you. Now, if you don't like that in your president, I get it. But don't try to, that's a lie. I go, name me one thing. I said, because let me tell you what I can tell you. Barack Obama lied. He lied when he says, if you want your, like your plan, you can keep your plan. He lied when he says, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. He lied when he said, your premiums won't go up. He lied when he told us that if you make under $250,000 a year as a couple or $200,000 a year as a single person, your taxes will not be impacted by him at all. He lied. And his lies impact you. Donald Trump says, I'm worth $7 billion or whatever. They say I'm worth $2 billion. You say that's a lie. You have no more proof of that than anybody else disputing him. And for the record, that lie doesn't impact me at all. I don't care whether Donald Trump has $2 billion or $20 billion. It has no bearing on my situation. You guys know I'm not lying. You know I'm telling you the truth about this. So show me something that's impacted you. He won't let Muslims in. Really? How's that impacting you? You mean the fact that you may actually be safer in 2 years? That's the way you want to look at this? Let me tell you how Barack Obama's impacted you. Every time you go to a sporting event, and they open up that purse and say, I need to see what's in your purse. I need you to walk through this metal detector. That's your people. That's leftism. See, we didn't have to do that when America was for Americans. We didn't have to do that. Your kid walking through metal detectors at schools. You having to walk through metal detectors and walk by sniffing dogs at the airport is not because of Donald Trump. That's what I'm talking about. So, anyway, Hillary accuses Trump of being Vladimir Putin's puppet. The media runs with it. Former Obama's CIA director gave testimony telling us what we already knew, that the Russian scandal is bogus. It's nonsense. Eric Trump came out and said it, and the Trumps are going, you know what? If that keeps the left running around like sprayed roaches, let them run around with it. The document that they claimed was opposition research against Trump was unverified. It was a memo that was unverified, and it said that the Russians had compromising information on Trump. And Trump's going, put it out there. There was compromising information, folks, on Hillary Clinton. And former CIA director John Brennan testified before Congress that he believed the Russians may have collected information on Hillary Clinton to use against her, should she have won the election. Now, let me tell you something. If there's anything that you can believe about the Russians, that's one you can believe. Hillary Clinton and John Podesta, her whatever campaign manager, are so connected to the Russians, you don't know where Vladimir ends and Natasha begins. You know, or whatever, mix those metaphors any way you want. You don't know where Natasha ends and Hillary begins. You don't know where Vladimir ends and Podesta begins. You don't know. Podesta's received millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton's crooked foundation received millions of dollars from the Russians. She had more activities with them as Secretary of State in dealings in technology, in uranium, and in other precious natural resources of the United States than anybody in history. And they're looking at Trump. So, yes, there's a connection to the Russians. And I told you guys, let them investigate away. Donald Trump's not stupid. He's saying investigate. Because you know what? The more you investigate, the further you expand that investigation, the farther distance away it gets from me, and the closer it gets to that former crooked administration known as the Obama administration, and it's going to engulf and eat all of them. Get the guy you want. Everybody loves this guy that they got, this special counsel. Love him. Because you know what he's going to do? If he does his job, Hillary Clinton may very well end up in jail and Barack Obama right beside her. Now, I know that's wishful thinking because the nation doesn't want to have that. They don't want. Here's the only thing saving these people is the nation does not like to arrest its leaders. It's one of those things that you just really want to get away from because you don't want to destroy public trust. But let me tell you, there's a fine line between destroying public trust in that regard and letting people get away with scot-free with something that they've been accusing other people of. That's a fine line. Because I'm telling you right now, from the conservatives' point of view, the Obama administration has gotten away with things worse than murder. Treason against this country. It's not about killing 50 or 60 people like Hillary Clinton may have done, or Barack Obama, people covering up his bisexuality or his birth certificate or his grades. It's bigger than that. When you get to the point where you're killing State Department personnel, you're killing Border Patrol agents, you're killing citizens like Catherine Steinle and many others that are getting killed by illegals, you're killing people with bombers like the San Bernardino. You're killing people with all kinds of things, these liberal policies that are making this a less safe America because you want thugs on the street. We're going to another story that's going to blow your mind when I tell you about how ICE, Immigration Customs and Enforcement, is forced to let criminals out on the street. Rapists and murderers. We'll get to that in a bit, though. So, BuzzFeed, this leftist rag, publishes an unverified research memo that says the Russians have compromised President Trump, filled with scandalous gossip and fake news, except it was pointing the finger at somebody who was compromised, Hillary Clinton. And the Daily Caller, after hearing this testimony from former CIA Director John Brennan, who, by the way, biggest loser, one of the biggest losers on the planet, but I don't have to tell you that because he worked for Obama. But the Daily Caller wrote this. The former intelligence chief hinted that the Russians may have obtained additional information through hacking than they did release prior to the election. If they did collect more information about her that they did not release, I think they were probably husbanding it for another day, Brennan explained. What he's saying is they weren't going to tip their hand on Hillary Clinton because if she was elected president, that was going to let them compromise her. The reason why there's any speculation at all on Donald Trump is because if the Russians were trying to compromise Donald Trump, good luck. They had nothing. But they did compromise Hillary, and they haven't released that information because we would know. They would then have said, well, we can't use it. But if she were elected, you could bet she would be, you'd watch her kowtowing to the Russians. Donald Trump bombed the Russians' best friend, Assad. That is not a move of somebody who's been compromised. Anyway, there's lots more to discuss on this. And I'm anxious. I told you guys, I'm so anxious to see this special counsel come back with whatever he comes back with, because I know how squeaky clean. Donald Trump on this particular issue is cleaner than a preacher's sheets, and the left knows this. So let's see what comes out of it.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change?
lounge. See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about the Russian compromise. The only thing is, there's a twist in the story. Former CIA director John Brennan
testified before Congress that he believed the Russians may have collected information on Clinton to use against her should she win the election. Well, now that she hasn't, what do you think may come out of this? What happens if Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin become pretty good friends and suddenly that information finds its way to the general public? Let me tell you, the left are in huge trouble. You want to know why, folks? Because so many shoes hang in the air, so many boots, anvils, whatever you want, and all they're all up there, suspended by this gravity of leftism that is slowly starting to weaken its grip, and the shoes are about to fall. They're going to fall on Barack Obama. They've already started falling on him. Barack Obama is now being seen for what he is, a loser. The guy who said Trump would need a magic wand to create jobs. Well, magic wands, here they are. He buys them from China by the dozens. He's got a warehouse full of them. He uses them once and throws them away. Their shoes are falling all around them. Foreign policy. Donald Trump is a wizard. He says to China, hey, let's do this. How about you reduce the trade deficit and you take care of North Korea? I know. They fired a missile over the weekend. Oh, my goodness. It went up for 6 minutes and then it hit the ocean. Congratulations. The ocean, maybe the ocean can sue. He could fire off 5,000 missiles. You know what they're going to hit? The ocean. Because they're never going to hit us. They're never going to hit Japan. They're never going to hit China. They will never hit any target that he targets, not because they're not good or aimed or whatever. That's a whole other issue. It's because if he ever does, we will destroy him. He is at the mercy of us. They won't let you see what's really happening in North Korea because they know that the world will be, they will demand that Kim Jong-un be gone. Children, skinny, they look like Africans, the old pictures of Ethiopians, the big heads and the distended bellies. These kids are starving to death in the streets. And the world doesn't know it. And if they did know it, most of them wouldn't care. Unless there's money to be made, they don't care. Like, feed the children of North Korea. If we could only get the food to the... Have you ever seen that? And you won't. You want to know why? Because UNICEF or whomever, they don't get to go in there. So they can't take it. They can't show you little big-headed Korean, North Korean kids in the arms of an angel. They can't. They can't show you that. So they use puppies and stuff like this instead. Because the fact is, Kim Jong-un won't let him. He'll kidnap them. He'll hold them for ransom. Go over there talking about, we can't feed our kids. Everyone in Korea eats good. They eat like me, a little fat. Everyone's fat here. They're not fat. They're skinny. They're starving to death. And people know it. The world knows it. There's an undercover guy, a videographer. He was making an undercover videographer. He got so afraid, he cut the video. He didn't want to be found out because he knew he'd end up in prison. And he was only able to make half the film. He shows it. But you know there are people over there who can film this stuff and get it out. They just, you know, they don't. But if there was a way to make money, you better know they would. Anyway, the Russians have information on Hillary Clinton. Brennan said it. He said they've attained additional information in hacking they didn't release. If they did collect more information about her that they did not release, I think it was because they were husbanding it for another day. South Carolina representative Trey Gowdy asked the former CIA director whether he thought Russia had information in reserve. When Brennan refused to answer in an open session, Gowdy again pushed for a yes or no answer. Brennan didn't publicly confirm or deny whether U.S. intelligence agencies believe Russia has additional information on Clinton to disseminate. The efforts to further hurt her if she became president, that information or any derogatory information on her could have been husbanded for a post-election period, Brennan further revealed. That's just a follow-on comment to the same thing he said earlier. Anyway, foreignpolicy.com reported that an account belonging to a Bill Clinton staffer was compromised. In a summary of its investigation into Clinton's use of private email released Friday, the FBI concluded that a username and password for an email account on the server, it's not clear whose email beyond beyond that it belonged to a woman working as an aide to former President Bill Clinton, was compromised by an unknown entity. That entity logged into the compromised email, read messages, browsed the attachment using a service called Tor. Fox News reported sources claim five different agencies hacked into her server. Remember, Hillary Clinton said the thing was a vault, that nobody had compromised her server. That's what she claimed. The classified email investigation is being run by the National Security Division of the FBI. Currently combing through Anthony Weiner's laptops, they're having some success finding what they believe to be new emails, not duplicates, that have been transported through Hillary Clinton's server. Finally, we learned there was a confidence from these sources that her server had been hacked, and that it was 99% accuracy that it had been hacked by at least five foreign intelligence agencies, and that things have been taken from that. But that's just tip of the iceberg, folks. Campaign chairman John Podesta's more than substantial financial ties to Russia. And as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton did not recommend Barack Obama veto the sale of a Canadian company with substantial uranium stocks to a Russian government-controlled company. That's pretty clear. This curiously happened, if you care about timelines and connecting the dots, at the same time that the company's CEO made donations to the Clinton Foundation, which the group did not initially disclose. Now see, folks, that's what's called a clue. From day one, the Russian story is a distraction. The real scandal has been about the Clintons. And I don't know what this new information, this really old, why the Russians didn't release it, but I'm going to tell you something. At some point, we get to the truth here. And it's just going to be another shoe. Think about all the shoes. I don't even think of them as shoes. These are anvils. You know how heavy an anvil is? You know what happens if an anvil falls on your head? You die. If a shoe falls on your head, you're just irritated. That's what they say. We're waiting for the other shoe to fall. I ain't waiting for a shoe to fall. A shoe, I can look up and go, oh, and move out of the way. Or I could even let it hit me. It might smart a little bit, but it ain't going to kill me. The Democrats have anvils hanging over their big, fat, ugly heads. And every one of them is a career ender. It's a legacy ender. It's a Democratic Party ender. You find out that Hillary Clinton lied and the vicious cover-up that occurred in order for her, and that she tried to pass that lie off onto Donald Trump, what do you think is going to happen? You think that's going to get brushed on? What do you think Donald Trump's going to do? If you said tweet, you might be right. Donald Trump's going to get on Twitter and go, told you. Russian story is all a ruse. Look at who's really been compromised by the Russians. Check it out. Hillary. Bill Clinton had a bank account. Russians putting money in it. Hillary Clinton feathering her nest, pretending she didn't know about this or that. Now we can connect all the dots. She was involved. Her entire campaign, the media, everybody was complicit. They tried to put it off on me, but they couldn't. Guess who was the real culprit? How many tweets do you think Donald Trump would make if we find out, when we find out, that Hillary Clinton and that snake of a staff of hers were all involved, and so were the Russians, and Barack Obama was covering it up as well. He was signing off on these Iranian deals, and it turns out these guys are the Boris and Natashas of America. What do you think's going to happen? Think it's going to go away? Let me tell you something. Somebody, Barack Obama will probably call in Muslims to please go bomb something in America so we can get this off the news cycle. Hillary Clinton will be asking Huma to go do something crazy. Will you bring in the Muslim Brotherhood and do something? Because we need to get this out of the news cycle. This is the type of stuff that doesn't just end careers. It ends ideologies. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than the Clintons. Everybody in the food chain no longer eats. They become the distended bellies, flies flying around your eyes version, metaphorically, of politics. Because nobody will believe them. And we already have credibility. They may not act like we do. We have credibility. I challenge, look, I've laid the gauntlet down. Leftists, you got any guts? Call this show. I will debate you. on any of these issues, and I'll kick your butt. I'll be respectful, but you're going to get a respectful butt kicking. That's all there is to it. Number's 844-551-8255. Folks, short break. We'll be back in just a minute.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.